News. I'm Jackie Quinn. It's a big travel day today with people coming back from holiday celebrations or heading out for New Year's Eve events. Our Rita Foley reports on crowded highways and skyways.
Record-breaking numbers of people expected to be on the move, most by car. But air travel is expected to shatter its record this holiday season with almost 8 million passengers. AAA booking data shows flights are more expensive compared to last year. The average domestic ticket is about $800. International flights average about $1,600 a ticket. What if you're driving? Well, gas is $3.03 a gallon today. A year ago, it was 9 cents higher. The number of Americans on buses, trains, and cruising this holiday season is up nearly 10% compared to last year, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley.
Practicing for the ball drop in New York.
Happy New Year!
Crews are getting ready in Times Square for next week. Prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York, are charging the suspect in the burning death of a woman on a subway with several counts of murder and arson, hoping Sebastian Zepeda is convicted and spends the rest of his life in jail. In Los Angeles, the famous Morrison Hotel goes up in flames.
Flames were ripping through those windows.
Witness Ian Lester spoke on KABC. The hotel where the band The Doors shot a famous album cover has been used as a shelter by homeless people. The government's reporting that homelessness in the U.S. has shot up 18% over last year. Higher home prices and a migrant influx are cited as factors. People are lining up for Mega Millions tickets, and that includes Phyllis McElhaney in Hawthorne, California.
It's $1 billion, isn't it? That's a big one.
This is AP News. Relatives of Syria's ousted leader have been arrested for trying to leave the country.
Lebanese officials say the wife and daughter of one of deposed Syrian President Bashar Assad's cousins had been arrested at the Beirut airport. They were attempting to fly out with allegedly forged passports. The wife of Durayd Assad, son of former Syrian Vice President Rifat Assad, and their daughter were smuggled into Lebanon and were trying to flee to Egypt when they were arrested. I'm Charles Dillithesma.
An online spat between factions of Donald Trump supporters over immigration and the tech industry is putting internal divisions on public display. Wealthy members of the tech world want more highly skilled workers in their industry, but Trump's base supports his hardline immigration policies. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.